That's a big number. I mean, think about where you've come from the day that Buffalo drafts you get to 700 games.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I was fortunate enough to have a good support team and my family, my friends. Like I said last night, my wife played a big role in my success. So I owe a lot to them. And, it's been a long road, but it's been a fun road. I've met a lot of good people along the way. And, I'm proud and humbled to get to this point.
I always say that you talked to Ron Hextall the other day, and he says, like, for him, 15 years went so fast. For you, did, 9 or 10 years or whatever it was go real quick?
Yeah, I talked to, some of the young guys, too. They come up to me, and, they ask me the same question. But I think when it's, when it's over or a year's over, it feels like it went by fast. But you got to remember the grind. The season's 82 games, and when you're in that grind, man, it's tough, and to be able to have longevity, it's something to be proud of. Not so much to go by fast, but I appreciate the grind and how hard it is to play the 82 game season, and I take a lot of pride in that.
We talked in the spring or in the fall about you continue to fight for a job. That's got to be taxing as well. I mean, you're not a guy that, in your words, just walks into training camp and knows he's got a job. So that's got to be added incentive.
Yeah, since I was drafted, it's been every camp's been a battle. I've had some good advice and some good coaches to help me out and advise me on what to do and what not to do. And my game changed when I went to pro. Out of junior, I was a skilled guy, but Randy Cunningworth in Rochester was the guy that really turned my game around and helped me become the pro I needed to be to make the next level, to the NHL level. And I appreciate his advice, and I think that really helped me evolve my game from a scorer to kind of like a guy I needed to be with my size and stuff. So there's a lot of people along the way that gave me a lot of good advice and good help that got me to where I am now.
It hasn't been the easiest year as well. You've fought three or four games in a row there, and you grind it out.
Yeah, it's part of the game. It's, understanding what needs to happen throughout the course of a season and a game. I wish I could score more goals, but at the same time, I'm just willing to do whatever it takes to help the team be successful.
So much talk this year about the young guys and the influx of kind of that youthful enthusiasm in the room. Do you feel that? You're not gone yet, but...
Oh, I'm not dead. I do feel it. And I love it. I mean, I'm a guy that tries to act, young. Yeah. And I sit beside Patrick Laine in the locker room, and you got Mark Scheifele and all these young kids, Lowry, and they're funny. And I love being around people that like to have a good time and like to laugh. So I like to think of myself as fitting right in with those guys, no matter if there's an age gap of 12 years or whatever years it is. So. As long as we're having a good time, we're laughing and winning hockey games, I'll fit right in.
Looking back at 700, are there a couple of moments that stick out? I don't know if they're in this city or Pittsburgh or somewhere else.
But... Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moments. I mean, to pinpoint one would be tough. There's just been, like I said, a lot of good people that I've met and a lot of relationships that I still have from my first year in Rochester to Buffalo to Pittsburgh and Atlanta to Winnipeg, on the ice, off the ice, away from the rink, at the rink. So I think my biggest moment would probably be getting drafted. I had a crew of maybe 40 family members at my draft, and we just had a great time, and it was a great experience. And like I said, I can't underestimate the amount of support I've gotten. I'm fortunate enough where I come from a family that preaches the support, and everyone's there for each other all the time. So I just love being in that environment.
As a guy that's done it a bit for a living, how much did you watch the screen last night? You don't see teams promote the fighting and the history that Philadelphia did last night. They called it that tough guy's night, and almost every stoppage in play, there was some pretty impressive bouts.
Yeah, they're Philly's always been a place like that, even in my era. It was nice. I think I tapped the boards every time one of those guys, because I know what goes into that, and it's not an easy thing to do, but at the same time, it's needed, and you appreciate guys like that on your team, and guys in the history that have done that longer than I have. So it's good on them, and it's good to see them doing well even to this day.
Present day for the team, no skate today. What's that like? maybe managing time a little bit more, especially early in this year?
Yeah, our schedule's been nuts. So, you know, our coaching staff throughout the years have been great as far as preparing us for the next game and just follow suit today and get treatment, you know, get the legs moving, go for a walk and get a workout in. And then come game time, be ready to go.
Do you find that in a game like last night where you've got still got four more on a tough trip, I mean, do you feel like one of the guys that maybe has to be a bit of a calming influence of some of the younger guys to get down after a game like that when there's just so much more going on the next 7 or 8 days?
Yeah, it's a long season. Last night was a game that we thought we could have won, but at the same time, it's about the next one. And our young kids, they're getting it, but they're super competitive, you know, and they you can't live and die on every win or every loss, right? So it's a matter of putting that one behind us and getting ready for the next one. And our kids, or the young kids, they'll learn that process, but at the same time, they want to win every game. They want to score every game, which is great. They're super competitive, and we like that about them. And I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
Do you feel